In the UK, the new Online Safety Act gives the mainstream media absolute legal immunity to lie and to push misinformation and disinformation while criminalizing any alternative media or independent media that is accused of misinformation or disinformation. So they know that the corporate media lies constantly, and that if they applied this new law to everybody, that, you know, eventually they would have to prosecute the corporate media as their lies are, you know, discovered and emerge, like COVID vaccines don't work and the masks don't work and lockdowns don't work. And no, Ukraine isn't winning the war against Russia and so on. All their lies have to have legal protection, just like all the toxic effects of vaccines have to have legal protection. So just like the vaccines are poisoning your body, the corporate media is poisoning your mind. And so this Online Safety Act is specifically written to target and censor or silence alternative media, independent media, real journalism that the corporate media has abandoned. And this is how desperate they are to protect their precious narratives. Their lies are so insane that they have to criminalize people who question their lies. I mean, that's where we are. Now, in a similar fashion, Israel is proposing a new law that would throw you in prison for 5 years if you, quote, downplay what happened on October 7th. Yeah, exactly. How insane is that? Anybody out there still protecting Israel for whatever reason and Zionism? I mean, you're protecting an evil, demonic, satanic globalism death cult. And they show it every single day. This is just the latest example, where if you say that on October 7th that IDF forces shot and killed some of the Israeli victims, well, then you're going to go to prison for 5 years, even though that's exactly what happened. And it's been admitted by key people in the IDF, a helicopter pilot in particular, and other people. We know that Israel killed hundreds of its own citizens, and on purpose, by the way. But you won't be able to say that, or you'll be arrested and thrown in prison for up to 5 years. Now, by the way, this kind of thing isn't new for Israel. Even with the ADL in the United States, they would absolutely try to criminalize anybody who questions the official narrative surrounding Israel if they could get away with it in the U.S. But of course, we have the First Amendment, which makes it a lot more difficult. But in Germany, did you know that it is a crime to question the Holocaust? Did you know that? They will throw you in prison if you question the Holocaust. And just to be clear, I'm not questioning the Holocaust. I mean, there are people out there who are, quote, Holocaust deniers who say maybe elements of it did not happen. And no matter what you think about the Holocaust, again, I'm sure it did happen. But people should be free to express their views about questioning any event in history, whether it's the Holocaust or 9/11 or Oklahoma City bombing or whatever. And I mean, think about it. Officially, they say, well, 6 million Jews were exterminated in the Holocaust. What if you say, well, it's only 5.9 million? What if you have historical records and you've gone through it and you added it up and you have a new estimate, it's only 5.9 million? Well, they would throw you in prison for that. They would say, well, that's a crime. You're disagreeing with the Holocaust narrative. You're a Holocaust denier. Even though you're actually only denying the figure of 6 million, maybe you think it's 5.9, or maybe 5.99. Maybe you disagree by 1,000 victims. You go to jail. You go to jail. And by the way, I think recent polls are showing that a lot of America's youth now, they do question the Holocaust. Isn't that wild? I mean, that's part of the backlash against the modern lies of the Zionist state, that now people are starting to question all of history surrounding the Holocaust, the extermination of Jews in Europe, the rise of Zionism, and all of it. I mean, this is how Zionism is its own worst enemy. It's actually raising new questions that weren't even there before. Now, again, just to be clear, I'm not a Holocaust denier, so to speak, even though I think that term is dishonest. But every person should have the right to question official narratives. And as we've learned today, we must especially question narratives that Israel is pushing, because Israel forces everybody to toe the line of their lies, even though we know they are absolute lies. Like when Israel says, oh, we're doing everything we can to try to minimize civilian casualties in Gaza, but they're also bombing residential buildings and hospitals and refugee camps. I mean, come on. Of course they're lying. Israel always lies. Now, on top of this, the CEO of Microsoft says that they're going to use AI systems now to try to combat misinformation and disinformation, especially in the run-up to the election. And there's been a lot of speculation that that means Microsoft might disable Windows workstations, you know, your computers or your laptops, if the operating system determines that you are, quote, spreading disinformation. Now, how would Windows even know that? Well, obviously, Windows would have to be spying on you. And Windows does spy on you. It monitors everything that you type, everything you post, every website you visit, every email you open. It's all being reported back to Microsoft, folks. Especially if you opt in all that tracking garbage that you turn on during the initial install. By the way, the only way that I install Windows is to disconnect from the internet. And then in the installation process, you have to click that I have no internet. And then it says, oh, well, then we're going to do a limited installation. You'll only be able to use limited features on Windows, which is not really limited, except that it's not spying on you. And in some versions of Windows, you can't even proceed with that. And you have to do this secret key combination. I think it's like Control F11, and it brings up a command prompt, and you have to type like slash nobi obi or something. I have it written down. And then that allows you to proceed without being connected to the internet. So they know that most users are not going to be able to do that. And most users are going to connect to the internet. They're going to log into Microsoft, which has their ID, your name, your credit card, everything. And then from that point forward, everything that you do on Windows is tracked and it's tied to your name. So if you think you have privacy from using Windows, give me a break. You think just because you turn on like a VPN or something that it's private? No, VPN doesn't protect you from the operating system spying on you. Just like Google spies on you on your Android phone, or Apple spies on you on your iPhone, Microsoft spies on you when you're running Windows. And yes, they're probably going to start disabling people's Windows systems if they determine that you are spreading, quote, misinformation, which could be anything, anything. And it will change. It will change every day. There will be new lies that the establishment needs to push. And so they'll have to have, you know, new narratives. And if you contradict any of those narratives, then your operating system won't work. All of this, the censorship in the UK, the censorship by Israel and the ADF, the censorship by Microsoft and big tech, and we found out recently that the White House ordered Amazon to take down books that questioned official COVID narratives, by the way. So Amazon will remove books when told to do so by the White House. All of this speaks to how fragile the network of lies actually is that's being pushed by the establishment. Their network of lies is so fragile that they can't stand people to even question them, because the mere questioning of their lies would expose them for the frauds that they are. And so this is a sign of a totalitarian society that's reached its last desperate chapter, and it has to enforce every last lie, and it can't allow people to question anything or to speak freely or to even use logic or reason. Remember that one of the official lies that you have to repeat is the idea that men can get pregnant, or that a child can change their gender through mutilation surgeries. If you disagree with that, you are accused of spreading misinformation or disinformation. I mean, isn't it incredible? The establishment will accuse people of being Holocaust deniers if they think it's only 5.9 million people that were exterminated by the Third Reich. But then that same establishment will say that men can get pregnant. And that's truth. And you can't question that. I mean, how insane, how absurd has it become? You know, out of control, off the charts, psychopathic insanity is what's being pushed now, and you will be required to bow down to it, to lick the boots of the tyrants as their boots are stomping on your neck and trying to crush you forever. You have to lick those boots. And there are a whole lot of bootlickers out there who love licking boots of tyrants. Yeah, they're called Democrats and neocons, by the way. Bunch of boot-licking lunatics, freaks and perverts, pedophiles and groomers. And, I mean, this is a sign of the end times. We are here. I wouldn't be surprised if soon they outlaw anybody who states that 2 plus 2 equals 4. So that's not allowed. You can't use math. Math is racist. Remember that? You can't use logic. You can't use reasoning. Disallowed. Why do you think they want to take down the United States of America? Because they need to end the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. Let's talk about the Second Amendment here for a second. It turns out the United States of America has more guns per capita than any other country in the world. And did you know that the second place country is Yemen? And that America has more than twice the number of guns per capita as does Yemen. And America has, I mean, conservatively, way more than one gun per person, okay? There's at least 350 million guns in America, and more reliable estimates put it at about 500 million. And sometimes I think that's just Texas, but who knows? There are probably 500 million guns in America. This drives the globalists absolutely bonkers. I mean, their plan to invade America relies on the idea that they can flood enough military-age migrants into the system and then activate them all on one day to go start killing everybody and start destroying and sabotaging infrastructure. And then they think that that's going to allow them to achieve kind of this domestic uprising, revolt, civil war scenario. And you know what thwarts that plan? Guns in the hands of American citizens, the Second Amendment, the gun culture. You know, AR-15s and other guns, long-range rifles, sniper rifles, hunting rifles, you know, military veterans, law enforcement veterans. This thwarts their plan. And the globalists hate it. And that's why they need to destroy America, because they have to take down the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's the one thing truly stopping their global domination. And so you've got globalist-oriented senators, such as Senator Mark Warner, saying that, well, misinformation shouldn't enjoy First Amendment protections. Yeah, he actually said that. So whatever that they declare to be misinformation, they say, well, you don't have freedom of speech for that. And you ask them, well, what's your set of disinformation that you're talking about? And, you know, sooner or later, they'll say, well, it's this never-ending, never-expanding set of, quote, facts. And if you contradict any of these, even including, by the way, the Holocaust or COVID or what happened on October 7th or what happened on September 11th or any of these things, they will say, well, that doesn't enjoy free speech protections. Even though the Constitution does not make exceptions for the First Amendment, it says that all speech is free. Now, of course, the courts have ruled that there are certain kinds of speech, like yelling fire in a crowded theater, for example, that are not protected because they are violent or maliciously violent forms of speech. Like if you actually publicly call for murdering somebody, for example, that's not constitutionally protected speech. But voicing opinions about things, especially opinions about history or opinions about culture, those have always been constitutionally protected. And that is the original intent of the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment, to protect all forms of speech, including, most importantly, dissent against the government itself. That's one of the reasons why the First Amendment was written. And of course, it also includes public protests and freedom of religious expression, and also freedom of the press. Because of course, in the UK and under the king, even back in the 1700s, they would control the press and you weren't allowed to publish anything that the king didn't like. Otherwise, off with your head. I mean, you wonder why the UK and the EU are such bureaucratic authoritarian tyrants. Well, that's their heritage. That's their history. That's all they've known for thousands of years, is tyranny and bowing down to the king and the queen and the princes and do what they say and just all kinds of bullcrap. And that's why we got away from that and created the Revolutionary War and then the Constitution And then a few years later, the Bill of Rights. So I say it's time to reassert the Bill of Rights, to exercise free speech, and that's why I launched Brighteon.com, and that's why I publish naturalnews.com, because it's about free speech, especially about unpopular opinions or opinions of dissent. That is what deserves the most protection of all. So if you want to find freedom in an unfree world, keep supporting the independent media and support us at Brighteon.com. Check out Brighteon.social. That's our social media site. That's a thriving ecosystem of amazing information. Check out Brighteon.tv, which has 40 plus hosts with their own shows and their own guests broadcasting daily. Check out naturalnews.com. Check out brighteonradio.com. And also Brighteon University, which is brightu.com, that has free documentary series programs that you can watch. They begin each Saturday or every other Saturday, and you can register for free and watch them for free. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Take care.
Well, our formulators at healthrangerstore.com have been hard at work, and we've got two exciting new formulations to share with you. The first is banana, peanut butter, and chocolate superfood shake. And this, I mean, it's super delicious. Wait till you find out about the ingredients. You can find this at healthrangerstore.com. The ingredients are so clean and simple. Look at this. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, peanut butter powder, organic cocoa powder, and organic cocoa sugar. Notice, no flavors, no fillers, no artificial sweeteners, no aspartame, or of course, garbage like that. We don't use that stuff. This is available now. It's super delicious. It's an instant shake, and it's got whey protein in it, so that's even extra delicious. And then we have another product called Organic Adaptogen Ginger Latte. It's an immune support drink. It's available now in these 10-ounce bags. The ingredients on this are also really amazing. Of course, it's USDA organic, laboratory tested. But look at this. It's based on organic coconut milk powder, coconut sugar, ginger powder, reishi mushroom powder, and then some other mushrooms, shiitake, cordyceps, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. So this is it's a ginger latte, super delicious, and it's got the immune support benefits of all those mushrooms. Both of these products are available now. Again, we've been very busy with a lot of new formulations, and these are just some of the few products that we have coming out. We've got a lot more. If you go to the homepage of healthrangerstore.com, you'll see we've also got organic purple barley flakes, which are very high in natural anthocyanins as well. This is an ancient grain that has some of the best nutritional potency of anything in the category of grains. So that's worth checking out. We've also got Greens Plus Superfood Powder and so much more. Check out what we have on sale this week right here. We've got featured categories. We've got our new product lined up here. Oh, mango slices in number 10 cans. That's also certified organic and freeze-dried for long-term storage. And here's some pineapple wedges as well. Don't forget about our organic butter powder. I mean, we've got so much coming into stock right now. I think we have the best selection that we've ever had and a lot of new formulations that are incredibly delicious. So thank you for supporting us here at brighteon.com. And the way you support this platform is shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where our slogan is healing the world with clean food. We do more laboratory testing than anybody else in this space. Probably, I mean, anybody in the world. No retailer tests their food as extensively as we do. It's our food, our supplements, our personal care products, all of it laboratory tested, heavy metals, glyphosate, and of course, aflatoxin for the nuts and seeds, as well as microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and more. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com, and thank you for your support.